my father, Lucius Archie Anderson, worked on the Northern Pacific Railroad for almost 40 years. My father was born in Seattle, Washington, and he came to Minnesota around 1930 to work on the railroad. He was transferred here from Seattle. The Twin Cities was a big railroad hub at the time. At one point, they had 6 transcontinental trains that were based in the Twin Cities. Those trains would go from Chicago all the way to the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Oakland, Portland, and all of those areas, and transfer in Seattle to go to Vancouver in Canada. Well, my father joined the railroad, and he rose as a waiter in the ranks to where they introduced this holiday lounge car, and it was different from most trains on the car. It wasn't like the dining car. It was a place where people could come and have drinks and have snacks. They selected my dad to be the attendant on the first luxury holiday lounge car. And it was a big, big deal because there were over 800 waiters that worked on the Northern Pacific. And my father was chosen to be the one that would inaugurate this great big car. He also was a cook for the president of the Northern Pacific Railway. He was the attendant on the private car, it was called. And in that capacity, he actually was the attendant when the King of Norway came through the United States on a tour. And he was transported across the United States on private cars. They took this really, really long train trip. And my dad's, the Northern Pacific Railway, was to transport the King of Norway to the Yellowstone National Park. So my father was on the private car when they picked him up, and my father served the King and the Queen of Norway from their stop, and then they dropped him at Yellowstone National Park where another railroad picked him up. We have a framed picture of the King and Queen of Norway thanking my father for all of the kind services that he gave them and the food that he prepared. My father was very proud to rise in the ranks. He held great respect in the community of waiters that lived in St. Paul because he also was a co-founder of the union. Even though he had risen within the eyes of the Northern Pacific Railway to be number one waiter, he still fought very hard for a decent wage rights. He, along with Maceo Finney, they formed the union, the Local 516, that fought for better working conditions, better pay, sick time, all of the rights that workers were entitled to at that time. My father fought for them, even though he was very pleased with working for the railroad. He knew that work had to be done to make it a better place for others. He retired and opened up some apartment buildings, became a developer of land while he was on the railroad. And it was his intention, along with 3 other men, to build a shopping center and to build a hotel and to go into land development. But those dreams were destroyed when the freeway came through I-94, took away their property and did not give them the benefit that they thought they were entitled to for taking their property. And after that, he retired and then all of a sudden just got very despondent. And he died at 56 years old. Good man.